Hey parents, this is a little ears warning. Jesus is the most radical redeemer and restorer, but this podcast may contain some topics which are not appropriate for little ears. So if there are little ears around, you might want to pop in some headphones or hit the pause button right now and pick it up at another time. Jesus be glorified through these testimonies.
Welcome everybody to Win Our World podcast series. And over the next 4 weeks as a global church, we're going to be looking at what it is to move from the manifest presence of God into the miraculous and win our world for Jesus. And we're going to have a variety of people join us as guests on this podcast from our church community. We're going to hear about how they met Jesus, and then we're going to hear about how they, in their very real, normal, ordinary, and often very full lives, are winning their world for Jesus. Guys, it is our prayer that you and me would be encouraged, a little bit provoked, and equipped to share Jesus and to win our world for Him. All right, guys, let's jump right in.
Welcome, guys, to the Win Our World podcast. And over the next 4 weeks, we as a global church are going to step into looking at going from the manifest presence of God into the miraculous and into soul winning for Jesus. And we have a bunch of different guests that are joining us over the next couple of weeks to chat about how they met Jesus and how they are sharing Him in their everyday, very normal, sometimes very busy teenage lives. And we have two guests here with me today on the podcast. We have like girl power mum and daughter team. Woohoo! Have my friend Kim and her daughter Billy, or my friend Billy and her mum Kim. Works both ways. Works totally. Both ways. So I'm excited. We're going to have some fun. And I am excited for like families. We've had so many different people on the podcast. We have had like young adults that are at uni and in the workplace. We've had, business owners that own like a gardening business that have come on, talked about how they share Jesus within the business. We have lots of different people, but I love that this is like a family dynamic. This is fun. This is very fun. All right. Enough of me talking. I am going to start by asking you, I think, Kim, like you're the mum. First. about how you met Jesus. And then we're going to ask Billy how she met Jesus. And then we're going to talk a little bit about like what it looks like for you guys to be sharing about Him as family individually. Is that okay?
Cool. Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, let's jump right in.
Well, thank you so much for having us here. This is very exciting. I actually grew up with a church background. Yeah. The reality of God and Jesus was very real to me. And I actually had a really crazy encounter with Jesus when I was about 7 years old.
Wow.
But my view of God was really skewed. So I had a really dysfunctional upbringing. Mm-hmm. And so what I saw on a Sunday or mm-hmm. what I saw being taught from the Bible was very different in my home and in the Christian world that I knew. And there was different things that happened to me growing up, which mm-hmm. really skewed my view of a loving father. My parents separated when I was 10. And it was probably from there that started a catalyst of me starting to really walk in rebellion. And probably at about 13, I would say around that age, the same age as Billy is now, but through a series of events that had happened and different authority figures and speaking over me, I actually made a vow with the devil.
Wow.
And it just started this crazy trajectory of a really dark and rebellious mm-hmm. Life for a really long time.
Wow.
So got into some pretty bad stuff. I'm actually lucky to be alive and not in prison. And I just believe that that's the power of I had a grandfather that just used to pray.
Come on, Kim, like, I love that.
Yeah, so he actually would get up at probably around 4 o'clock in the morning. We would see him on his chair and we didn't know if he was asleep or praying because he was actually stone deaf, so born deaf.
Oh, wow.
So, it was his mandate to pray for his kids and his grandkids and future, generations that he would never meet. I believe I'm a product of a praying grandparent.
It was so funny because like Ben Fitzgerald came on for our first podcast. Yeah. I had the honor of like talking to him, and he talks a lot about how he like attributes Jesus saving him to his mother's intercession.
Yeah.
It's like, I just felt like the encouragement on the Lord of what you're saying of just people who maybe you have prodigal sons and daughters or like nieces and nephews or grandchildren even that you're praying for. Like no one is ever too far gone. No one is ever like too far from the Lord. And that like prayer and intercession works. I really feel like an encouragement for people. Like as you're sharing that, I feel really like the Lord wants to encourage people of just like keep praying. Like, there are so many people when you hear this story, it's like, I feel like it was like I had just this one aunt, grandmother, someone who was praying for them.
Yeah. Okay. And I would definitely attribute, the reason like that I'm still here today, to my grandfather. Wow. I got in some really dark places. Mm-hmm. Just felt a little bit like Solomon tried everything of the world and got to a point where everything was meaningless. You know, that's the basis of Ecclesiastes where it was everything under the sun was meaningless. I actually moved to Australia when I was almost 25.
From New Zealand. To the New Zealanders.
So that was actually me running away from some bad life that I'd got myself into. Didn't know how to escape.
Yeah.
And it was actually through me coming here and going really like all the world has to offer. Wow. Doesn't matter wherever you go, it's the same old, you know.
Wow.
I got invited to church several times and I would like, and then not come.
Yep.
And then I met a boy.
Yep.
And
love it.
And so out of like pestering from his sister, she's like, you better invite her to church. He goes, do you want to come? And I was like, oh, sure. That actually started. I didn't get saved that day. I thought people were totally weirdo, but something actually came alive. I couldn't explain it, but it's like something came alive inside. And I went on a journey of coming to church. And then it was actually through a powerful encounter with the Holy Spirit. Because I'd grown up in church and I had asked Jesus into my life when I was really little. Like I had such a reality of the spiritual world. So I just was like, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. And then Holy Spirit just one day was like, he just got on me. I was just so overwhelmed with grief. Like, and I couldn't stop crying. I didn't know why. And someone said, you haven't given him your all. And I was like, what? And I went home and I actually felt the Spirit of God wrap his arms around me like Jesus. And he said, I've been Savior, but I'm not your Lord. Yeah. And it was like, that was when it was actually like a great exchange for me. I had to, it was a decision that I was like, I have to give all of me, like all the parts, the broken parts, the angry parts, the parts where I'm holding, like I don't forgive you and I hate people, you know, not all people, but people in my world that had hurt me.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was a divine exchange. Yeah, and it was like, and from that moment, that was just such a, like a shift. Like I was just amazing. A crazy, wild on fire for Jesus person.
The Lordship piece is really important, hey?
So
and
important.
It can happen in two different phases. Like I've shared a little bit of my testimony and I definitely have two very distinct moments.
Yes.
Like, but he has to be Lord of all.
The
Holy Spirit comes and he like just woos to the like, okay, well, I'm going to let you test all this. I'm going to let you try all this. I'm going to let you like see what there is. But then you're like, I'm drawing you back.
Yeah.
I'm drawing you back to me and I'm hungry and desperate for all of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was probably like I felt like this was really important to share for this podcast. So I had there's probably three. So just for those who don't know me, that boy is now my husband.
Oh, yay. I didn't
praise
even
Jesus.
Know that. I didn't
yes,
even know
yes, I
that.
Followed the boy
Come
to church.
On.
I met Jesus,
yes,
like the best husband, and
shout
then
out to
I
Jonathan.
Married. Yeah. So, but there was a distinct moment in my life, and when I left home really young, and way too young, And when I was 17, crazy. But I actually was working in a cafe, and we had a guy who used to come and bring his regular clients. And one of his clients one day just stayed for ages. It was like way too
awkward,
long.
Yeah.
Awkward long. You know, it's like there's only so many coffees someone can drink in a day. But he was chatting to all of us staff.
Wow.
And then he actually was really friendly to me, and then came back a couple of days later by himself, had a coffee. And it was actually through him. He's like, hey, I'd love to take you out for coffee, and then I want you to come to church with me. I don't remember anything else of the conversation. I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I love people. And so I was like, yeah, like, I'm up for anything. And I actually went to Life Church in New Zealand twice. Yeah. And the second time I was in worship, and I just could not stop bawling. I was like, where does this come from? I was a really angry person, couldn't stop crying. I went to the bathroom, kind of tried to tidy myself up, came back out, and could not stop crying. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I actually walked out of that church. Like, never went back. But on the first time that he picked me up, when he dropped me home, he gave me a Bible. Like, he's like, hey, do you have a Bible? And for some reason, I kept that Bible. It was a brand new Bible. Like, kept it for years. And that was I can't even remember his name. It was just a guy that friended me. He was a young adult in my head. He was like older, but just someone that friended me.
Wow.
So through a cafe, like random.
Come on.
When I moved to Australia, it was still in New Zealand, and I moved into an apartment building, and directly underneath us was a couple. They were a young married couple, and she recognized me from like growing up in hometown, so random. I didn't know her, and she friended me, and we used to go for walks together. She goes, hey, do you want to go for walks together? We go for walks in the morning. She would invite me to church, and I was really in some dark places, and so I was really like, hey, like, I love God, like, believe in Jesus, but it's not for me. Through a whole lot of stuff that got into, I found myself in a place where I was actually at the end. I didn't know what my future would look like in terms of things with the law. And a whole lot of stuff happened in the building. So everyone knew what had gone down.
Oh, wow.
And I was locked out of my apartment. I had no shoes on. I had no money. I had nothing. And they were waiting. They were like praying. So crazy. They were actually praying that God would do something. And I came home, and they just happened to come up the stairs. And her husband like broke into my apartment, like got a ladder from down in the bottom of the apartment, like put it up to another one, like just so crazy, so that I could go in. They gave me money so that I could get food. They just loved me. Like, yes. Always invited me to church, but she just loved me. Once again, I can't even remember their names. But, you know, and so I was running away from a life. That's how I came to Australia. And it was through someone inviting me, and just like, a boy. And then that's how I got, like, you know, that started my journey of how I got saved.
Wow.
But I felt that was really important to share, because we all have different ways that we share Jesus.
Yes.
And we never know the power of the seeds that we sow.
Yes. And I think there's been something so evident. I love that you say that, because something so evident with talking to different people. You don't, like, God's not asking us to, like, everybody we meet or talk to like take them through all the steps, like, and like take them through the salvation prayer. And like, he's just asking us to be obedient with the one thing that he's giving us, which for this couple is like, okay, to love on you and to like take you for walks and to just continuously like love on you and pray for you. And I love that in your story, Kim, it's like a whole army of God's people.
Yeah.
Like a whole many army. Other moments. Nameless, faceless people. One was praying. One did this little invitation. One took you for a coffee. Here it's like, no matter where you went, no matter what country you're in, like, God was just like, the Holy Spirit chases us down.
Yeah.
And you can totally hear that in your story. And I think it's encouraging, because like, when we sometimes get asked to share like Jesus, we're like, or pray for someone, or like, you know, whatever. And sometimes like, you, I don't know, you pray for healing and like they don't get healed like in the moment. And you're like, oh gosh, like, did I miss it? Like, what was that about? It's like, who knows? Like, it's part of this whole bigger narrative that God is weaving in someone's life.
Yeah.
And we just never know. So it is. Some people, like, I look back and there was I went to a Christian school, even though I didn't like grow up in a Christian family. And I remember specifically like there was a few mums like that would like be part of like school. And I always just remember being like fully drawn to them because they felt so safe and they felt so peaceful. And I just, I felt so safe with them. Like, so if they were like, on Yajid, you'd be like, oh, I'll just like go up and like hang around them. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I look back and I went back actually and asked one of my childhood friends, like, so can you tell me like such and such as mum, like would they believe us? Because obviously like Christian school, but different like different beliefs even within the school. And I was like, oh yeah, like they were like Holy Spirit filled, like on fire, kind of like believers. I was like, okay, it makes sense. And then what about this one? And what about this one? And like you trace it back and it's like, oh, this was the Lord like all along.
Yeah.
So even though I didn't know it, like there was people in my world.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Billy of 13 years old, she reminded me. I thought maybe 12 and you're like, nope, 13. So obviously grew up with mom and dad who know Jesus, hallelujah. But when did you meet him for yourself?
Well, honestly, I don't really remember, but like mom reminded me this morning. She's like, oh, you were probably about 4 and a half and you were listening to Salty. And honestly, I thought she was like joking because that's like exactly what Hayley Braun said. And I was like, that's so you're kidding. I was like, you're kidding, right? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay. Aww. And then she's like, and then you went and talked to Judah, my cousin, and you're like, do you know Jesus? And then I went and talked to my auntie and my nana.
I think your nana as well. You were just so like, no, you need to like ask him in your heart. Like he actually wants to live in your heart. Come like, on. Yeah, it was really...
4 years old.
Yeah.
4 and a half years old.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
So between 4 and like 13.
Yes.
Have you had different encounters with Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, I think it was the night service. Like before Super Bowl Sunday, I was just like that person who liked kids. I never really liked what was going on downstairs because it was just creepy.
You want to stay in kids' church?
Yeah.
You're like, I want to stay in kids' church. I don't want to come down to the auditorium. Wild stuff happens there.
Yeah. And then
Super Bowl Sunday, for those who don't know, was the culmination of the end of our conference in 2023.
Two.
2022. Oh my gosh, thank goodness you guys remember dates. 2022.
Oh, wow.
Okay, for those who don't, it's like slang. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. End of our conference in 2022. Okay.
Yes. I was sitting in the front row with my friends, Eden and Gian. And then Pastor Ben walked past and he put his hand on my head.
Yeah.
And then he walked off. Like, he didn't say anything. He just like put his hand on my head and then walked off. Mm-hmm. And like, I got tears in my eyes and I was like, Eden, Gian, I have tears in my eyes. And then I went to walk out and then Gian's mum, Yen, started praying for me and I just like bawled my eyes out. I had no idea what was happening. But yeah, after that, like I will cry at almost anything. So not like my mum.
What did you feel? What were you feeling at that time? Like what do you feel like was making you cry?
I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. I was just crying. I don't know what it was. I was just, well, I know what it was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I just couldn't stop. And then I got to a point where I wasn't crying tears and I was just like wailing.
Sometimes when God's heart comes into our heart, his heart is so big. It's like too much for our little human hearts to contain. It feels very like overwhelming.
Yeah.
So but I think if I can interrupt, like, totally. Yeah, probably. And she probably doesn't really remember that. Like, I think from that moment, I would say just a lack of confidence just totally broke off her. Like,
I remember you came over to me and you were like, can I pray for you? I was like, yes. And you prayed for me and it was beautiful and super, like, just felt the love of God as you prayed for me. And I felt that boldness. Like, there was definitely
there was a real something. Boldness. And from there, that's probably where, you just, I don't know, I don't feel like it was me. She would just go out with, you know, some of the other youth leaders, like for a milkshake. And she just, anybody, if she saw someone with like a limp, a stick, like something on their arm, she just would go up and say, hey, Jesus wants to heal you. Like, can I pray? You would just tell people that Jesus loved them. Like, there was just this boldness, but with such, like, like love. Like it was like the realization of the love of the Father for herself and then also other people.
Do you ever feel a little like scared in those moments?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I do too sometimes for sure. What do you think like propels you to do it anyway?
I guess it's like if they don't know Jesus and they could be in so much pain or going through so much and like my prayer or my words could be like something that completely changes their life or like you said, planted a seed in their life. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Just the truth of the gospel is like, yes, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And do you find like, because I think sometimes, I mean, that's so real. Like sometimes I'm like, oh gosh, what are they going to say?
Yeah.
Like what's going to happen? Or I don't know. It can be quite like, intimidating sometimes. What do you find is like the general reaction? Because you've prayed for a lot of people, like a lot of different people on the street randomly in different places. How do you feel people like receive it?
A lot of people like are just like, yeah, go for it. And then I think I had like, one rejection, and I didn't really know how to feel about that. But
that's one on a lot of asks. Yeah. Like,
it was probably a shock for you, I think.
I love
because
that. The nose of the shock, not there.
It's like, wow,
what? That's so random.
Yeah.
That's so good. There's such an openness and receptivity of people to receive prayer and to, listen. I feel like in many other times, many other years, like, in Australia, there's been like quite a wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've been talking about like how much just people are open. Like I think especially like after COVID, it seems like quite a lot has like shifted in that space. So for you guys as a family, like one of the things I love is like this is so much part of like your everyday life. Like it's like, okay, we're going to have the 1 hour of evangelism. And it's like, no, we're going to Kmart. And then like, we are going to, just a beep of our shoes, guys. we're going to go to Kmart. And then like, whatever God's prompting us to do, like we're just following him in all the normal parts of life. I remember, Kim, you were telling me like a funny story about praying for someone's like arm to be healed.
Yes.
And you like, you're like, yeah, I pray for this guy, like Kmart, pray for this guy to be healed or a woman or whatever.
Yeah.
Woman?
Yeah. So we were in Kmart and I was with my mother-in-law and had all the kids with me, but I like said to my mother-in-law, can you take the kids? I think I had to get Fiona her birthday present. It's like, hey, I need to like stock my stuff. You know, like I'm so organized, her birthday's tomorrow kind of thing. It was probably one of those situations. and so I had gone through and there was the lady at the checkout and she had like a cast thingy on her wrist, you know, one of those
brace.
Ones. That's it. And I just, you know, paid for my stuff and I just said, hey, how are you? I said, oh, what happened to your arm? You know, people are willing to share. And then I said, I know this is so random, but like I'm a Christian, just means I believe in Jesus. And I know that like I've seen so many healings, I'll share about a testimony and then I say, hey, can I pray for you? Like he wants to heal you and may ask, is it pain or what, you know, what is it? So just did a pain. Like they looked at me really strange, but you know, when you're praying for random people, you're like, you're just like, you get out all the looks. So, and I was texting my husband, Jonathan, on the way out and I was like, oh my, like I feel, and I think that's probably one of the things that we've cultivated. So I get excited when I share or when I pray, even if people reject you or like even if nothing happens.
Yeah.
So when you're always, whatever you're talking about becomes someone's normality. So I was texting him and I was like, oh, I just shared about, you know, Kmart, like awesome.
Yes.
And so as I rock up, I go to tell my mother-in-law and the kids and she's like, my mother-in-law's like, what? And then she goes, oh, well, I'm paying for stuff in Kmart. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've lost Billy. You know? at least she's responsible, but I've lost her. And she goes, I look over and she's got her hand on this lady's like arm and she's praying for her. And she was so proud, but Billy had just saw it herself and just gone up herself and said, can I pray for you? And so that's right, because the lady had said to me, oh, you're the second person today.
Yeah,
so I was like,
oh, that's really
funny. Revival
like,
in mountains.
She's like, you're the second person that's prayed for my arm and like told me that Jesus loved me like in Kmart today.
Yes.
Little did you know, it was your daughter Billy. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we had a bit of a laugh at that. So that was, that's yeah. Cool.
So have you always been like that, Billy? Like, when did you start praying for people?
Definitely after Super Bowl Sunday.
Come on, like after the, you had the encounter with the Lord. Oh, that's so good. So, Come on, girl. Have you seen any crazy things happen yet?
No, not really. Just like a lot of people accepting and like, I think I've only had like one rejection out of all the people I prayed for, which is really good.
That's so cool.
So I remember like, Mom, so you made a promise to God that you would go without one day without telling someone about Jesus. And so whenever like we go to 7-Eleven, someone always gets highlighted. So like I always expect to be like,
come on.
Hey, I know this is really random. Come but, like, on. And so we went to 7-Eleven yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And what did you get? Slushies?
No, we actually got a donut.
Yeah. That's a good at 7-Eleven.
Me, Solomon and Vienna, when she got in the car, we were like, did you share Jesus?
You're holding mom accountable. Yeah. I like that. Parents, that's a tip right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, like, we've got some pretty cool stories, but we had someone last week which actually gave my number and they've been in contact with me. And so we're going on the journey. I was talking to a parent and then the parent was like, oh, that's my daughter. And so Billy's like friended this daughter ice skating. Mm. And then, after chatting for a while, I just said, hey, I'm like, God, I just need an in.
Yeah.
And he said, ask a specific question. So I felt like he told me, ask this person about their work, but I already had a sense like they're not working, you know.
Wow.
But just in obedience, I'm like, you know, I think I've just learned to follow the thoughts I have in my head, as in that, yeah, just like give it a go. I've gone up to people and I've said, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm learning to listen to hear God's voice. And I said, if for any reason, do you have stomach things? Someone's like, no. Do you have anything? Do you want anything prayed for? And they're like, no, you're weird. But I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to lean into God's voice. So I asked this person about work. They said no. It opened an opportunity for, they said, what do you do? And then what does my husband do? And my husband works at a church. And that actually opened up. They had a Greek Orthodox background.
Wow.
So we started talking about that. And then as the kids weren't around us, they actually shared that they have a lung disease and that they have basically, they've been given a death sentence. So like, not long to live. And so I just, you know, like, I'm like, I'm just feeling Jesus. I feel his heart for him. Like, honestly, I felt when it says that Jesus looks out at the multitudes and sees the like sheep without a shepherd, and he has such compassion on them, and then that actually opens the door to healing. I in that moment I felt like I had the eyes of Jesus, just the compassion of that, like on this person, not pity but just like compassion. So I said, hey, like this isn't a coincidence, and I actually, you know, I said, hey, I actually asked Jesus to highlight someone to me today hear about his love. Got to pray for them, and it's just this crazy series of events. They actually were totally overwhelmed by the presence of God, didn't know what to articulate. I helped give them language, like, this person was like, what is that? Oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm feeling. I'm like, that's a piece of God. Like, Jesus loves you. There's YouTube playing all of a sudden. And this is like, and this is where it's like, God loves his kids. He's wooing his kids. You talked about wooing his kids. This song comes on, Guns N' Roses, knocking on heaven's door.
Wow.
He starts singing and I'm like, he goes, do you hear that? Isn't this crazy? And I just am. I heard the Spirit of God say, like, go in with the full gospel, preach the gospel, as in, like, tell him he has a mindset of a religious God.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, you know about God? Yeah. And I said, but that's like knocking at heaven's door. Yeah, and I said, heaven's door is actually open. Like, Jesus wants to receive you. And so shared the gospel. I said, look, hey, you can say like a simple prayer. Like, he wants to come in. And he didn't receive Jesus right at that time, but we're on this journey. I'm actually sending him alpha videos. He wants to meet my husband, like, just because it's like, it's a father, and so, but knows I'm married, but it's like, he actually just is like, there's something really nice about you and you're just so kind. Like, people aren't like that.
No, people are not kind in general.
People are not kind in general. And so, but yeah, and then I got an opportunity, struggling with an addiction. I some people manifest, you know, but I was like, okay. And I was like, hey, I said I can pray. Like I said, Jesus can take that away.
Yeah, come on.
We prayed, and then and a bit like, I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. But but it was just this whole thing of like, Jesus loves people. We swapped numbers, and I said, you know, like, hey, like, I'd love to, you know, my husband and I would love to pick you up and
have
bring
dinner,
you to our
like,
church.
Yes.
Come have dinner. Like, building relationship. Yeah. And so we were just driving in, and he was actually like messaging us, and like, just, yeah, that no one's showed such love to love to him. And it's just that, like, God's wooing his kids,
yeah,
you know. That's what I was gonna say. God gave me, like, as I prayed for him the second time, God said, gave me a picture of his actual natural father.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just asked questions. I just said, hey, what's your relationship, or what was your relationship like with your natural father?
Yeah.
And he laughed and he scoffed, and there was hurt there.
Yeah.
And it was because, and I said, hey, I just saw a picture of Jesus coming down and like a father wrapping his arms around you, because that's what I'd seen. And God had shown me that it's like he just needs love of a father, you know. And people, they don't have mm-hmm. language for that, but it's a deep cry of their heart, of their soul.
Yes.
So, you know.
Kim, I love that for so many reasons. It's like, I love this just in your normal everyday life, like you're sitting there watching the kids do their ice skating lessons and just that constant ear to like, God, what are you saying? Like, you're the same at Kmart, at the checkout, like, okay, I'm here with my family, with my nan, but like, oh, there's something over there. Like, the Lord is drawing my attention to. And I think it's also important, like, you didn't know where that was going to end. Like, we don't know where that's going to finish. Like, we don't even know sometimes the in. Like, sometimes I've just been like, oh, gosh, I know God's on that person. Like, hey, like, start a conversation.
Yeah.
And then let the Lord, like, lead that conversation. Let him change the music on YouTube. Let him do, like, whatever he wants to do to speak to his kids. But it is to know that, like, he his love is reckless and it's chasing people down, and he's just looking for like obedient vessels.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the big thing. Like, we don't have to have like, oh, this is the prophetic vision and six words of like knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, just build relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
even just getting to know people, like showing them love and kindness that is beyond this world. Like that couple did to you when you were in your apartment building. Like, we forget sometimes, I think, especially if we're living in like a world where there's like lot, like the majority of our friends and family or whatever are like believers, we can often forget how much just kindness, like the characteristics of Christ, patience, kindness, love in a workplace, like it can be such a radical difference and enough to like provoke questions in people. Oh, guys, it's good. It's very good. I am provoked. I hope you're provoked in the best of ways. We could keep talking for ages, but we better wrap up soon. Billy, I would love you to pray. I would love you to pray for people to just follow the little promptings of the Holy Spirit, because that's what you've been doing, and it's powerful. That's what God just asks of any of us. Like, doesn't ask us to like achieve something out of it. It's just like, I'm just asking you just one thing. So would you pray for all of us that we would have the boldness like you have received to do that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you that you're so good.
Yeah.
Thank you that you love us.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your boldness, God. And I pray for everyone listening.
Mm.
I pray that they'd be filled with your boldness, God.
Yes,
God.
Like at conference, that people just couldn't contain it, that they have to tell people about how good you are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I pray for everyone. I pray for their boldness. And I pray for all that doubt about being rejected.
Yeah.
And I dab all that doubt and I say go, because everyone who needs to hear Jesus, everyone needs Jesus.
Yes, yes, God.
Thank everyone you, needs to hear about how amazing and how much he's done for us, and how much he's how much love he's poured out into all our lives, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Billy.
You inspire me all the time. You do. And thank you, Kim. The way you like raise your family in, especially in this way, is like, yeah, very inspirational. And the way you live, like, yeah, you can't have a conversation with you or go somewhere with you without something being stirred, someone being prayed for, something happening. Like you genuinely live that life in all the seasons that I've known you in. It is genuinely who you are. So thank you for sharing part of who you are today.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome. Guys, we're excited. Even for mums and dads out there, like, I would just encourage you to, like, yeah, encourage your children. Like, know that there is no junior Holy Spirit. Hey, like, yeah, they know the voice of the Lord, and to go with them and to, yeah, step out. Maybe you guys have never prayed for someone, like, as a family, like, go with your, invite your children on that journey, like, go with them. We want to hear about it. We want to hear your testimony. We want to hear, like, what the Lord's done, or just celebrate with you. Like Kim was saying, like, celebrate with you. And there's always like, oh shit, for the first time, I'm like, my son and I prayed for someone at the soccer field. Yes. Like, we want to cheer you on. So why don't you let us know the testimony of the application of what's happened after this podcast. And you can do that by DMing us on Instagram or heading to the website, numa.church/pray, or let your pastor know, let your life group leader know. Let someone know. Celebrate it together. Yeah. We love the power of testimony. All right, guys, that is it for this podcast, and we will see you for the next one soon. Bye.